K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
NHGIO in Beaver Creek, Ohio, listening.
K-8-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. How is your day going?
Well, it's been kind of soggy off and on. Not real productive. It's pretty warm out there.
That it has been. I'm going to roll up the windows here a little bit so I can hear better. I have the van, and the van does not have air conditioning. That went out last year, and I haven't had it fixed. So I got to roll with the Mother Nature's air conditioning with the windows down, so that makes it a little harder to hear. But, yeah, I was watching a caught a video today that UK is switching, they're going to try and experiment with their mesh test. They can switch from long fast to medium fast and see if it resolves some issues that they've been having. So they're going to do a little experiment, and they're trying to get the word out for everyone to switch their nodes over, and then they will do some experimenting and see if it helps or not. They didn't say what the issue was, though.
Well, I imagine part of the issue is when someone puts it on MQTT and you end up with all the internet traffic on there as well, and that can create a problem. So I can see that happening.
Yep, that could be. Yeah, like I said, they will shorten the range a little bit going to medium. But still, it said by shortening the range, it will speed it up, the transmissions up quite a bit. So they'll give that a chance. So that could be something, again, that for a local for Saginaw County, if we have somebody, you know, that's activated the internet site, has changed from long fast to medium fast, and then at least on the Saginaw side or something, set up a group for Saginaw and see how that works. So, yeah, I've been kind of watching the weather today. I'm supposed to have an ice cream ride with my one of my motorcycle groups, and I'm supposed to meet them up in Auburn at the McDonald's by 6:30, and we leave at 6:40 and on our ride. And I know there's been rain up toward Midland, but last time I looked, about a half hour ago, it looked like that was going to clear the area, and didn't see anything behind it yet.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to clear up here sooner or later, and hopefully sooner. And I'll tell you, my cucumbers, I swear they jump 4 inches overnight.
Yeah, mine, like I was saying on the net last night, everything seemed to pick up. They've been growing really slow this year. And normally with this warm temperature and all of Mother Nature's rain, they take right off. But my cucumbers are just starting to look pretty good. And I only plant usually two zucchini, and hoping that at least one grows, because we don't eat that many zucchinis. If I can get, you know, one plant out of two to grow, and that's about what I got. I got one plant that's growing and the other one not so well. So usually I get them both to grow, and I get so many I don't know what to do with. But I see I got some green beans that are started. I'm going to have to look at those. I got leaf lettuce I got to cut, and a few other things. I've already got a couple of little cucumbers off, some tomatoes off. So some cherry tomatoes type of those at the white planted that are an heirloom type of tomato. So, yeah, but like I said, I'll have them look at it tonight, but yeah, that's exactly it. It just, off the last couple of rains, it looked like it grew like crazy.
Yeah, my garden got kind of a late start this year and so forth, but I ended up getting out there this afternoon, getting trellising up for the pickling cucumbers, because all of a sudden they just jumped. And I mean, they jumped, the plants jumped probably a good 4 inches anyways. And the beans probably grew a couple inches overnight, by the looks of things. And I did not get good germination with the beans this year, and I used the booster and everything else in there. I have a feeling the beans I got just were not real good. Germination rate was maybe 30%.
Yeah, that happens, I know. And then my wife, we had a bunch of seeds, and my wife planted a bunch of seeds we had, you know, the little things you get from the garden center that when you buy your plants. So she filled them with good topsoil and or potting type of soil for garden soil. And we planted all sorts of different seeds that we had, and basically nothing came up. We watered them every day, tried to keep them as moist as possible, but of course they dry out pretty quick. And I think we planted a whole plant of flat of like peas, and I think we got six that came up. We planted a couple other things and got two to come up, and so yeah, what we planted at seeds really didn't come up, at least outside. So normally we've done that before and they've worked well, but nothing seemed to work quite as well this year. I don't know, kind of an odd year with the rains that we've been getting a lot of that, and which seemed to be good. I know the farmer's corn is up. We're out to my daughter's out 13, and boy, the old crops are probably 5 foot tall out there. So they're growing good. They're loving the water.
Yeah, corn goes by moisture and heat. They go by degree days, and that's pretty much how that works out. So it's been a good year for that corn. So peas, you can probably put peas in the ground mid part of next month. They're a cool weather crop.
Yeah, I'm going to try and plant a few other things yet and see. Like you said, the peas, we got some more of those. And I want to start, see if another thing of green beans. So we've got a couple that we staggered, and they're coming up in spots here. She put some in a pot, and those are up. I see I got beans on those. Not enough to pick yet. But, and then we started some in the ground about 2 weeks after that, and they're seem to be doing pretty good. So I said I want to plant another couple of rows of that and see if they'll come up a little bit later, too. But, yeah, coming along, it's just kind of slow grow this year, but again, it's only July, and mid part of July, and we normally don't start harvesting things in earnest until August and September, so.
Yep, and green beans are 55, 60 day crops, so you still have time for that, so there's time to get that stuff in the ground and grow it, yeah.
Yep, well, I got news on one thing I was telling you about stuff shipping. I got some cables ordered. I hadn't thought about that. For my G90, my little low power HF radio, has a full size mic with it and has this big curly cord. Well, it's hard to get the curly cord in the case. There's not a lot of room in this little case that I have. And one guy, again watching one of the YouTubers, said, hey, he ordered this shielded, Cat 6 plug, because that's what it takes, and it gives you, a lot more room. So I ordered a couple of different sizes, a foot and a half, and then I ordered a 3 foot cable. So one of those got shipped, the foot and a half cable got shipped, so the other ones are still saying mid-August here before they are going to ship, which is weird.
So how much flex does this cable have to have? Is it a solid wire, or is this stranded cable?
It's a Cat 5 cable, so it's, the RG45 connectors on each end that will fit in, and that's what fits into the radio and fits into the mic, and that's what he was using it for. And it's a flexible cable, and it has, cloth braid on the outside, so it's not a rubber, at least. It's got kind of the cloth braid, so we'll see how they look when they come in. They weren't real expensive, and I'll see what size works the best, but that coil cord, sometimes the radio's so light and you pull on the cord, I've almost pulled the radio off onto the floor sometimes if you stretch it too far.
Oh yeah, yep, I can see that happening. Well, I've been printing tags today, like a luggage tag, a little more heavy duty, tagging camping gear.
All right, yeah, I want to try and get down to Micro Center and take a look at the printers. I think I've basically made my choice on that. It's just now getting time on a Saturday. This Saturday I've got, if the weather holds out, which it's looking to do so at least right now in the report, we've got a motorcycle ride for my group that's from the Detroit area to do their lunch run for the month. So I hope to do that. That'll be really my first ride other than to work and back on the bike. So looking to do that, and then I've still got to try and get weekends here to work on the floor, so I'm not sure when I'm going to get down there. It may be fall before I get down to look at printers and that, so hopefully the price stays down. They've got $100 off, and hopefully that's kind of an ongoing price break on it for the kit itself. So, and then I'll have to look at recommendation on the filament. I know they recommend to use, you know, the Bandu filament, and I'm fine with that. Really, the prices are pretty much the same. Looking at different filament than that, they're 50 cents or a dollar difference, so nothing super major. But I'll get down there one of these days to take a look.
Well, if you're going down there on the bike, tell Connie you'll buy her lunch and just have her drive down to meet you and take care of that when you're down there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where the lunch run's going to be. The group is kind of based out of Detroit area suburbs and that, but right now we're voting on where to go, and it looks like the choice at the moment is going to be Lucky's Steakhouse out in Davidson, so not down to where I would need to go take a look if it was on the bike. But yeah, if they change it to something more Detroit-oriented, then yeah, that might be something, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, that's more than an hour out of the way, one way. Especially with the construction traffic there on 75, so yeah, not going to work too well that way.
Nope. All right. Like I said, I got a quick turnaround tonight. I'm probably on my own for dinner because the wife has been out working all day in the garden out front weeding. I know she's been setting off the security cameras with motion walking back and forth. So, and another one, I gave her a call and I said, do you know one of the cats is out walking around the backyard? She says, no. So she walked around. She says, oh, shoot, the back door of the house blew open with the winds. And so she had to go track him down. So I think she found him back into the house. So, all right, I'm just pulling into the driveway. We'll talk later. KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, you have a good night. KC8YVF.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KBAYTC.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.